telling you, I thank God that I'm here this morning. I thank God that I'm here with a clean shave. Let me tell y'all something. You be sure. I had a little white in my mustache beard area. And yesterday, like Brother Bradley's all painted up. I mean, his looks good. He ain't got old yet. He ain't got no gray in it. And I told my wife, I said, "You think I can color this a little bit?" She said, "We'll color it. Ain't no problem. We'll color it." I said, "You think so?" She said, "We got you." She put on them gloves and put that stuff in there and started getting all prettied up. I said, "Man, that stuff's burning a little bit." So leave it on 20 minutes. We'll take it off. We put a clock on it for 20 minutes. She took that stuff off. Wow. I feel like I'm 18 again. I said, "Whoa, wait a minute. This don't look right. This is going to be noticeable." She said, "Ain't nobody going to notice it." I said, "I got to find somebody who goes to church with me before tomorrow." "But Jerry, this is what you're doing, amen?" So I said, "I'm not going to mention it to nobody." Put my hat down on, and my sister pulled up where I was at and opened the door and walked down, and she said, "Lord, what happened to your face?" I said, "What are you talking about?" She said, "All this. What is that color? What is all this?" I said, "Okay." She said, "That's just your sister. She's giving you a hard time. It looks good." I said, "Okay." So Kyler was coming over, and I said, "Don't y'all mention a word to Kyler." I was sitting in the recliner. It was dark in the house. I had my hat pulled down. He walked in. I said, "How does it look?" "Well, I could get used to it." Kyler and Kaylee left. I went there and got the clippers. And God spoke to me. How do you want people to treat you? Do you want them to be truthful? I want the truth. You're correct. It did look, made me look younger. But it also made me look stupid. And I'd rather look old with a little intelligence than younger and stupid. If you have a copy of God's Word. Man, I'm just glad to be free. Amen. You say, "Hey, how are you free?" Because I got a hand under me. Amen, Brother J.D.? I'm not holding myself up. He's holding me up. I'm not holding me up. He's up underneath of me holding me up. Have a copy of God's Word. I'd ask you to turn with me to Acts chapter number 23 this morning. And if you also will find your place there and turn with me to Philippians chapter number 4 and verse number 19. If you'll turn with me to Acts 23, and we're going to read a few verses, but also Philippians chapter number 4 and verse number 19, I would ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. This morning I want to speak on a thought or a subject or what God has laid on my heart. Do you have a need? Do you this morning have a need this morning that only God can help with this morning? Do you have a need? Philippians chapter number 4 and verse number 19, if you have your place, can I get amen? And the Bible says, this is Apostle Paul talking to the church at Philippi. After he's done been through the book of Acts, after he's done went through this persecution, here's what he says. After he done had a need that needed to be met, "But my God shall supply all your need." Not some, not partial, not when he feels all. He will supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Acts 23 and verse number 16. Do you have a need? And when Paul's sister's son, which would be Timothy, Acts 23:16, and when Paul's sister's son heard of the lying in wait, he went and entered into the castle and told Paul. Then Paul called one of these centurions unto him and said, "Bring this young man unto the chief captain, for he hath a certain thing to tell him." So he took him and brought him to the chief captain and said, "Paul, the prisoner, called me unto him and prayed me to bring this young man unto thee, who has something to say unto thee." Then the chief captain took him by the hand and went with him aside privately and asked him, "What is it that thou hast to tell me?" And he said, "The Jews have agreed to desire thee that thou wouldest bring down Paul tomorrow into the council, as they would inquire somewhat of him more perfectly. But do not thou yield unto him." Don't you listen to them. "For there lie in wait for him of them more than 40 men, which have bound themselves with an oath that they will neither eat nor drink till they have killed him. Now are they ready, looking for a promise from thee, wanting you to do something about it." So the chief captain then let the young man depart and charged him, "See thou tell no man that thou hast showed these things to me." And he called unto him two centurions, saying, "Make ready 200 soldiers to go to Caesarea, and horsemen 70, spearmen 200 at the third hour of the night. And provide them beasts that they may set Paul on and bring him safe unto Felix the governor." Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence this morning, I love you and I thank you for this day. I thank you for loving me when I didn't love you, Father. I thank you for saving me when I didn't even know that I needed to be saved. You already sent Jesus to the cross of Calvary. And Father, you already had it planned out, and all I had to do was call on your name. Father, this morning I pray in the name of Jesus that you would guard my throat and guard my thoughts. I pray this morning if somebody has a need, that they get that need met before they walk out of this house this morning. You're in the fixing business. You're in the healing business. And you're in the meeting need business this morning. Lord, I pray this morning that, Father, everything I say would be all about you and nothing about me. Father, I love you. I thank you for Calvary, and I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. Have your will and way in this service. Save who needs saved. Heal who needs healed. Fix who needs fixed. And Father God, you get all the glory in Jesus' holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated this morning. And do you have a need this morning? As we come, we see that Paul wrote in Philippians chapter number 4 and verse number 19, "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." As we come today, we know that, hey, God has met a lot of needs of a lot of people. I say to you that when Noah, he had a need not to drown and to be saved, He provided him a boat. He met that need, Brother J.D. Hey, can I say when Lot was in Sodom and Gomorrah living it up, and he had pitched his tent towards Sodom, that you know what God did? He sent some angels down there amongst him, and He brought him out, and he met that need that was in his life. Hey, when old Job had got to a place that he needed a need met, God met his needs there. The Bible says that, hey, Jesus had needs to go through Samaria and meet the needs of the woman at the well. Hey, can I say to you that when we needed salvation, He met our needs on an old rugged cross. Hey, through the blood of Jesus Christ, He bled and died on that old rugged cross that He might meet our need. Hey, but we see here that in Acts chapter number 23, that when Paul came to this place, they were wanting to take his life. And over 40 men said, "We won't eat or we won't drink until this man is dead." I want you to know they starved for a long time. Can I get an amen? Hey, when they got to this place, oh Paul, he knew that God would meet his needs according to the riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You say, "Preacher, how did he meet his needs? How is he going to meet my needs?" I don't know how he's going to meet all our needs, but I do know this. The Bible said it, and I believe it. Amen? Hey, the Bible said it, and I believe it. Let's look, if you will, number one, hey, he met his needs because God protected Paul, and He will protect you and I too. Look with me, if you will, in verse number 23, that God will meet your needs because, number one, He will protect you. Look what he says here. He's done got the word to the chief captain that what was going to happen. And he called unto him, the chief captain did. He called unto him some men to take care of a man of God. He protected Paul. Look what he did. The Bible said that he called, verse number 23, he called 200 Roman soldiers. He called 200 Roman spearmen. And he called 70 cavalry horsemen. He called in the Calvary for old Paul. Hey, I want you to know they all wanted him dead, but God, I wasn't through with him. Can I say to you that a man or a woman of God that is in the will of God, you won't exit this life until God gets done with you. Hey, when you're under the will of God and you're doing that in your life and God is pleased with what you're doing and you're doing His will, He's going to do everything under heaven to protect you and to take care of you. He had all these soldiers. He was protected because he was God's man doing God's will. You said, preacher, how do you know that? Here he came and he got everything that he needed. They wanted to take his life. There was over 40 men awaiting an ambush going to kill him. But you know what he did? He had a need in his life, and instead of backing down, he turned to God and God took care of it. This morning, if you've got a need in your life, you make sure that you turn to God and let him fix every need that is in your life. I see, number one, that he protected Paul and he will protect you and I. But I also see not only does he protect, but he provides. I thank God this morning he don't only protect us when a need comes, hey, but he provides for that need when it comes. Look what he said in verse number 24. If I've ever seen the plan of salvation, here it is in verse number 24. It just excites me and gets me on fire to know that when God met your need at salvation, he didn't stop there. When he met your need at Calvary, he didn't stop there, Brother J.D. He didn't leave him in the grave. He didn't leave him in the tomb, but he arose him again on that third day, and he's seated on the right hand of the Father, and everything that's coming my way is coming through the blood of Jesus. It's coming through the hands of Calvary. It's coming through Jesus this morning. Oh, he said he protected Paul, but he provided for Paul. Look what he said in verse number 24, and provided. Not only did he protect him, but he provided for him. This morning I want to ask you, is your needs getting met and protected and provided by God? Look what he said. And provide them beasts that they may set Paul on and bring him safe unto Felix the governor. How did he provide for Paul? He did this. He provided it. He supplied that need. Number one, he provided a horse to ride on. He provided him a horse to saddle up on. Can I say to you this morning that we have saddled up this morning and we're riding Jesus Christ, amen, all the way to glory, all the way to heaven. We're riding on the blood of Jesus Christ. He provided for Paul. What he provided? He provided a horse. Let me give you something else. When you get saved, he met that need. He provided you a way of transportation through the blood of Jesus Christ. He has provided you a way of transportation to heaven through the blood of Jesus Christ. But not only is your transportation provided and he's given you that, but look this, he has provided safety along the ride. Woo! Man, that's good. That is good. Look what he says here. And provided them beasts that they may set Paul on and bring him safe unto Felix, the governor, to have him safe as he goes along his way. Can I say to you, he provided for Paul. He provided him a horse to ride. He provided him safety for the ride. But also he provided him assurance along the ride. There's been times in your life, and there's been times in my life, that old Satan, he'll just beat you to death. Amen. And you won't even think God is around. Hey, can I say to you this morning that God is always around. He's always around us, supplying our needs according to the riches in Christ Jesus. This morning he protected Paul and he provided it for Paul. If you'll turn with me to Psalm 68 in verse number 19, you say, how does he provide for me, preacher? If you've seen my checkings account, if you've seen the house I lived in, if you've seen the tires that was on my car, how do you know he provides for me? Because the Bible tells me so. Amen. Because the Bible tells me so. Psalm 68 in verse number 19. Let me show you this morning. Here's what the Bible says in Psalm 68 in verse number 19. Not only did he protect Paul when he had a need, but he provided for Paul when he had a need. Look what he says here in Psalm 68, 19. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. He said he daily loads us with benefits. Daily he loads us with benefits. 86,000 seconds a day is what you get. 86,000 is what you get. That's what you get in a day's time. It's unlimited there. You get them seconds all through the day. And it's up to you when that time comes in your life at the end of the day. You can't roll them over. You can't carry them over. What you do in a day is what God's going to give you. The benefits he's gave you for today will not roll over till tomorrow. What he has in store for you today is today. And today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that we get right where God would have us to be. I read a story about a man, and he was real poor, and he was real in a bad place, and he had dirt under his fingernails. That don't mean that you're poor, but he had dirt under his fingernails. Can I get a witness? And it said he was laying there, and you're talking about how he protects and he provides. And said he was homeless, laying out there. He had nothing to his name. And said this man come walking by, and he seen him, and he said, "I think that's one of my classmates that I graduated school with." And he looked down on the man, and he asked him his name. He told him his name, and he said, "Man, I want to help you. I want you to go, and I want to help you. I want to do good unto you all the days of your life. But starting off, I'm going to write you a check. I'm going to give you a little benefit right here and right now." He said he took out his pen and paper, and he wrote down there on the check, and he wrote it out for a certain amount of money to get him a place to live, to get him up on his feet, to get him shoes on his feet, shirt on his back, clothes all around him, to get him some food in his belly. Said he wrote that check and handed it to the man and signed it, and said that man the next morning after he got up out of that gutter, he walked down to the name on the bank, and as he looked at that check and he looked in that bank, all he seen was how clean the bank was and how the tellers was all dressed real nice and how all of them was real friendly. And he stood outside looking in, and there he was as he looked into that teller, and he looked into all the goodness that he could get if he just walked on in. But you know what he did? He didn't feel worthy enough. He didn't feel like he deserved it. He didn't feel, well, glory to God, can I say to somebody this morning, hey, you do deserve salvation. You are worthy enough, for God so loved the world. Can I get an amen? You are worthy enough. He died for you on the cross of Calvary. Said he went on back, and about 3 days later his buddy walked by again. He seen him still sitting there, and he walked up to him, and he looked at him, and he said, "Man, you ain't done no better for yourself. What'd you do with that money I gave you? Did you go out and do drugs? Did you go out and party it up, gamble it up?" He said, "Oh no, I didn't do that. I still got the check right here." And out of that old dirty pocket, he pulled out that check. Out of that old dirty mess that he was living in, he pulled out that check. And he said, "Right here it's written." He said, "But when I looked at that bank and I looked at them tellers at that window, I thought there's no way they think I'd have this many benefits in my world." Glory to God. Hallelujah, Brother J.D. There's no way they think I've got this many benefits. They'd never think I got this much goodness in Christ Jesus. They'd never think he'd supply my needs as I need them. And he said, "There's no way I could walk in there. There's no way that I could walk in there, because they'd think I forged a check. They'd think what I got, I didn't need it. I didn't deserve it, and I would be made fun of. So I didn't walk in. I just decided to live in the shape that I'm in." And said that man looked down at him. He said, "Listen, it's got nothing to do with the paper. It's got nothing to do with the bank. Can I get an amen? It's got nothing to do with the paper that it's written on or the bank that it's in. It's all to do with the signature in the right-hand corner." He said, "You take that down out of that bank, because all the benefits you need has done been signed over to you. All you got to do is go cash it." I'm talking to somebody in here this morning. God's written you the check, and all you got to do is cash it. He's given you everything you need. He's met your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. And this morning, if you've got a need in your life, don't you keep wallowing in it. And the greatest need is salvation. Don't you keep wallowing in your sin. Get to an old-timey altar. Get your life right with God. Amen. Man, that's what you need. You need peace. You need rest. Said that man cashed that check. He said it wasn't long. He didn't boast. He didn't do nothing. But he just felt a peace that passeth all understanding. Because no longer was it on him, but it was on the other. This morning, can I say to you, my sin ain't on me. It's on Jesus. And when he died on the cross of Calvary and I asked him to save me of my soul and deliver me and cleanse me and make me new, he took my sin debt. He took what I owed. And he nailed it to the cross. This morning, I want to show you this. Number one, when you've got a need, can I, oh glory. This week, we got a $180 check in the mail, overpaid. We did. $180 check. She said, "You want to put it in the bank?" I said, "No, cash it. I need a little cash in my pocket." Come on now. Y'all know. hey, you, a man ain't a man unless he got just a dollar. I want to get a soda pop without her seeing on the invoice when it comes. I may want me a Debbie cake, Brother Brent, without the invoice showing it up, dinging her phone. I ain't talking to nobody this morning. Come on! So I got that out. I said, give me a little bit of that cash. I need some of that. Just cash it. Let me put it in there. Give me a little bit of that cash. Real John, I stuck it in that pocket. I still got it, about almost all of it. I ain't bought one soda pop, real less. No Debbie cake. Nope. Shh. Just one Debbie cake. Loaded. This morning, listen to me. I'm trying to tell you this morning, he's meeting all your needs. We come back in, she said, we got another check in the mail. I said, did we though? She said, we sure did. I said, how much is it for? She said, it's for $40. So what are we going to do with that? I said, we're going to cash that and put that in our pocket too. He said, well, you just owe. Oh, no. They told me I owed it that, but God said, I'm going to benefit you right here. I'm going to give you something back right here. Folks, listen to me. That's the God we serve. The devourer's after your home, your family, your finances. He's after everything you got. He's after your children. He wants them this morning. He wants to destroy every family in this church. But my God shall supply all my needs. I don't look to Travis for my needs. I don't look to Les. I don't look for his church. I look to God. Now, he may use Les. He may use Travis. He may use this church to help me with my needs. But my needs, your needs don't come from your job, son. Your needs come from God. Brother Jim, you're a good carpenter, but it don't come from man. It comes from God to meet all them needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I see he protects, he provides, because he made the promise. Because he made the promise. And I thank God for that this morning. I'm going to quit preaching this side. They're going to leave. Don't you like a promise, Brother JD? Don't you like a promise? Brandy's been sick, under the weather a little bit, sick. And every morning before she leaves, we always give each other a kiss. You know what I'm saying? That's just what we do. You know, y'all act like that's a sin or something. If you're married, you can kiss her. Brother Bradley, is that not true? That's a benefit of being married. That's just a benefit. I ain't gonna kiss no other woman, I'm gonna kiss my wife. And she's been sick. So this week, we've just done this. But that benefit's still there. Because a promise we made over 20-something years ago. This morning, I wonder who's walling around in your need because you don't realize God's going to provide, he's going to protect it because he made the promise. Let me show you his promise and we'll go to the house. If you're here this morning, you've got a need. I'm not talking about a name it and claim it gospel. I'm just telling you, God will meet a need. He'll meet it. You don't have to waller in it. He'll meet it right here in this place this morning. But JD, will he meet it when you got something going on in your brain? I thought he would. I thought he would. Prayed about it. Amen. Had hope in it. Brother Lee, will he meet it when they tell you got cancer? Will he meet it? Can you count on him when you got a need? Yeah, I thought he could. Brother David Barnes, when you got a need and your feet broke, can you count on him? Yeah, you count on him. Brother Harold, when you lay wide open over at Tupelo, can you count on him? Brother Jim, when you laid over yonder, can you count on him when you got a need? Yeah. I go all around this room. Why? Because he promised. Look what he says here. Verse 24, here's the promise he made to Paul. He said, and provide them beasts that they may set Paul on and bring him safe unto Felix the governor. Watch your Bible. Watch your Bible. Turn right back over. Turn right back over to chapter 22. Watch your Bible right here. Watch your Bible. He said them 40 men was going to kill him. They couldn't kill him. They couldn't kill him because he'd done been promised something. Don't you love it when God promised you something and no matter your family, naysayers, they may, that won't, and you said, no, but he's done promised me. No, but he's done promised me. You can't argue with a man who knows that God's promised him something. Watch your Bible. Watch your Bible. Verse 21 of chapter 22. And he said unto me, it's what Paul said here, and he said unto me, depart, for I will send thee. He got his promise right here. Depart, for I will send thee far hence unto the Gentiles. He knew them men weren't going to take his life because he ain't got to where he is supposed to be yet. Can I say to you this morning, Satan can try all he wants, but he ain't taking me. He can beat me. He can holler, scream, do what he wants to. But listen, he ain't the one saved me, Brother Jake. Let me tell you this right here. Let me show you this. For hence unto the Gentiles he had to go. I want to give you this morning. If this might be you, he has protected you. He's provided for you because he's promised by no greater promise than Jesus Christ. For this is it. Get it this morning. To the hungry, Jesus is the bread of life. To the thirsty, he is the living water. To those that are in dark, he is the light of the world. To the weak, he is the Almighty. To the lost sheep, he is the chief shepherd. To the one that's insecure about their life, he is the door. To the lost sheep this morning that needs salvation, to the goat that's out there, he is the Savior of the world. And to the brokenhearted, he is the great physician. This morning I want to ask you a question. Do you have a need that only he can meet? Do you have a need that only he can meet? He said he'll meet all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. This morning, if you're brokenhearted, if you're whatever you are this morning, he'll meet that need this morning. The question is, are you willing to take your need to him? Are you willing to take that need, humble thyself under the mighty hand of God, and let him exalt you in due time? You can keep wallowing around in that need if you want to, but I've chose something in my life, brother. I've chose something in my life, brother. Brother Rodney, I've chose something in my life. Every time a need comes, no matter how big, how little, how small, how great, I'm taking it to him. Yesterday, I needed to get that off my chin. Listen to me. Some of y'all just as obvious as my chin was. Huh? Some of y'all just as obvious as my chin was. So when I walked out there, she said, "We got a pizza at Jackrabbit's. You want me to go in and get it?" I thought, "I'm not going in there." No, sir. Are you worried how you look? I ain't worried how I look. I'm worried about what's on my face. Sometimes you got a need, the only way to get it off is you're going to have to let the Holy Spirit cut it off. This morning that thing stuck out, y'all. I'm telling y'all, like a sore thumb. Here I am, gray here and gray here and gray here, and this right here just... I'm talking about something that bites you. I'm not lying. I knew I was going to preach on a need. You can keep walking around on it. You can keep walking around with it. And you can keep walking around just like you are with the need that's in your life. Or you can come to an old-timey altar and do business with an old-timey God. When I went in there, Brother Frank, and I took that razor, she said, "You got that razor on?" I said, "I sure do." It was choking it down. It's a thing. Why don't you just cut some of it? Because I wanted it all gone. This morning you may have something in your life and you just don't want partial. You want it all gone. You got a need this morning only God can meet. And you say, "How am I going to get it met, Pastor?" You'll only get it met through the blood of Jesus Christ. He's only promised you to meet it through Jesus. He said, "According to my riches, which is by Christ Jesus, by nothing else." He didn't promise to meet you no other way. He'll not meet you no other way. He won't meet you any other way but through the blood of Jesus. That's what gives us access through the Father. It's through the blood of the Lamb. This morning, if you've got a need, why not come to this altar and get that need met? Father, we love you, and Father, we thank you for this day. Lord God, I thank you that who the Son sets free is free indeed. Lord, free. We're not free from the pain of this world and problems. But Father, we got somebody that can handle it, and that's you. Lord, this morning, whoever I'm talking to that's walking around, and they know they got a need that needs to be met. They don't want to verbally speak it out, and I understand that completely. Don't want everybody to know that they're in need. Father, you said you'll meet all of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And Lord, this morning I pray whoever I'm talking to, they come to an old-timey altar, and they get down on their knees, and they quit doing business with a preacher, quit doing business with this one and that one, and just do business with you. Lord, you're the one that makes all things new. Lord, I pray this morning that you just do that. Touch somebody real good. Lord, touch them real good. Put evidence on them. Put evidence in their life. Put evidence all over them. That doubt that's in their mind right now, cast it away. What they're doing by their own hands, their own work, that they think if they don't do it, it won't get done. Lord, show them that you're the one that gives them the hands and the breath to do it anyway. Lord, show them real good that it ain't their way, but it's your way. And Father, we'll be careful to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. In Jesus' holy, precious name, all of God's people said.